Quick rundown. 8 stories, 1 fast pass. John Stewart slams the administration over how officials describe the ICE shooting in Minneapolis. The Free Press tears into Kristi Noem's statements. Bill O'Reilly returns from the hospital with a fiery Minnesota take. UFC 324 smashes Paramount Plus streaming records. A satirical film, The Gallerist skewers the art world. Undertone delivers creepy, sound-forward horror about a podcast. Mr. Beast's Beast Games produced a love story. Monica and Jim married after 2 weeks. Ghost in the Machine offers a blistering takedown of AI hype. Disney's Bob Iger walks the Disneyland Abu Dhabi site amid controversy. And Fox teams with Darman for a 40-title microdrama slate. Stick around, we dig into each one.
Spoiler alert, the segments that follow contain full spoilers and explicit details for the news items and reviews. If you want to experience anything fresh, pause now. Ready? Let's start at the top.
Spoiler alert. First up, Jon Stewart's takedown. On The Daily Show, Stewart unloaded on the Trump administration after the fatal shooting of Minneapolis resident Alex Preti during an ICE operation. He zeroed in on senior officials, including Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, and FBI Director Kash Patel, who suggested the killing was tied to Preti carrying a licensed firearm at the protest. Stewart called out the framing. Why is legal gun ownership being treated as the core problem when someone died?
Stewart used satire and irony, referencing past incidents like Kyle Rittenhouse and January 6th rioters, to highlight what he sees as selective outrage and political inconsistency. His argument, conservatives have turned the gun question into identity and a litmus test while discarding other principles, and now officials are scapegoating a lawfully carried gun rather than facing the broader questions around the operation and the death itself.
He accused the administration of abandoning principles and said the right's political posture has been hollowed out in service of the president's base. It's classic Stewart, funny but pointed, forcing a broader conversation about narrative framing after a lethal incident.
Spoiler alert. Relatedly, the Free Press published an editorial explicitly blasting Kristi Noem's post-shooting statements. The editors argue Noem's descriptions that Preti was brandishing a firearm, resisting or obstructing officers, don't line up with circulated video footage. The piece calls the statements reckless lies and accuses the administration of using fear and divisive rhetoric to rally support ahead of the elections.
The Free Press doesn't just stop at contradiction. The editors urge transparency and remorse, pointing out the human side of the story. Preti was a 37-year-old VA nurse, loved by his family, whose parents publicly demanded the truth. The editorial frames the administration's response as cynical politics that risks alienating voters by weaponizing tragedy.
So, between Stewart's monologue and the Free Press piece, you have both satirical and editorial pressure pushing back on official narratives. The core thread, accountability, clarity on what happened, and skepticism about political spin.
Spoiler alert? Next, Bill O'Reilly is back. After a 4-day hospitalization he attributes to a hereditary internal bleeding condition, O'Reilly returned to his no-spin news column and show with unmistakable fury. He called the events in Minnesota an open rebellion and targeted Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, the Biden administration, and even FBI Director Kash Patel in his critique.
O'Reilly demanded a transparent, outside investigation, bluntly saying, no, one is going to believe ICE investigating ICE, and placed blame broadly, from local officials to President Biden's immigration policies. He also used dramatic rhetoric, invoking rebellion statutes and calling for federal authority to be enforced, and made clear he thinks the media is fanning the flames of a constitutional crisis.
His stance mixes calls for due process. He conceded agents may have erred, with a hardline law and order posture and partisan finger-pointing. He's back in fighting form, politically energized, and making the rounds with that same combative tone his audience expects.
Spoiler alert, switching gears to sports and streaming, UFC 324 on Paramount Plus smashed records. The main card averaged 4.96 million live streaming viewers, 7.18 million global households reached, and 5.93 million peak concurrent streams per Adobe Analytics and partners. Those are live-only numbers. Delayed viewing still to be added, and they make this Paramount Plus's largest exclusive live event yet.
The main event, Justin Gaethje versus Paddy Pimblett for the interim lightweight title, drew huge social engagement too. 5.5 million social interactions just for the main event, and 6 hours trending at number one on X worldwide. Paramount Plus didn't disclose subscriber bumps publicly, but one source says signups exceeded expectations. Bottom line, live sports, especially UFC, remain a driving force for platform growth.
Spoiler alert. Now to culture. The Gallerist, a satire out of Sundance, skewers the art world with big performances. Natalie Portman as Polina Polinsky runs a failing Miami gallery, improvises a viral hit when a guest fatally impales himself on a sculpture, and the team rebrands the corpse as art. Jenna Ortega and Catherine Zeta-Jones co-star in what reviewers call an energetic, over-the-top comedy of manners and greed.
Reviewers say it's not strictly believable, but the heightened acting and brisk pacing make it a satisfying lampoon of tastemakers and mediocrity in the art ecosystem. If you like sharp satire with cartoonish performances, this is one to watch.
Spoiler alert, next horror pick, Undertone, a small, effective chill fest built around podcast mechanics. It follows Evie, a skeptic caring for her dying mother, and her co-host, Justin, as they receive 10 eerie recordings from a mysterious source. The film leans on negative space and sound design rather than jump scares, meaning the horror arrives through auditory dread and an unraveling sense of reality.
Critics praise the film's restraint and sonic creativity, saying it turns the podcast format into a potent, claustrophobic engine of fear. If you're a fan of immersive sound horror, this one's recommended, but maybe don't listen alone at night.
Spoiler alert. Quick human interest note from reality TV. Beast Games produced more than a prize fight. Monica and Jim, contestants from season 2, fell in love fast. Jim proposed after one episode. They married 2 weeks later. The show's $5 million outcome is still unresolved, but the piece highlights romance as a major unexpected payout of the format.
Spoiler alert. Film documentary alert. Ghost in the Machine, Valerie Veach's documentary, comes out swinging at AI hype, Silicon Valley culture, and figures like Elon Musk. Reviewers call it a Molotov cocktail, part video essay, part investigative takedown that pushes the viewer to reconsider what we call knowledge in the age of AI.
It opens with Microsoft's Tay as a cautionary tale, then expands to a broader indictment of techno-fascism and corporate hype. The doc is fast-paced and relentless. Critics praise the argument and urgency, though some note a slight irony when the film momentarily uses AI techniques it otherwise critiques. Overall, people say it's essential viewing if you want a contrarian, rigorous perspective on AI's social effects.
Spoiler alert! Entertainment business update. Disney CEO Bob Iger posted photos walking the waterfront site for Disneyland Abu Dhabi, a $10 billion park funded by Mural Group. This would be Disney's first Middle East theme park, and is intended to be authentically Disney and distinctly Emirati.
But the project faces criticism. Activists and some fans point to UAE anti-LGBTQ laws and concerns about guest worker treatment. Disney is pushing forward, framing the park as an opportunity to blend storytelling with local culture, but pushback online shows this won't be a controversy-free rollout.
Spoiler alert! Last story, Fox Entertainment teamed with YouTube creator Dar Mon for a 40-title microdrama slate debuting on Holy Water's My Drama app, with global distribution via Fox Entertainment Global. Dar Mon retains ownership and creative control, and this marks his studio's first formal step into microdramas.
Fox's bet on vertical-first content and creator-led IP continues. It already invested in Holy Water and aims to produce hundreds of verticals. The deal highlights how traditional media companies are partnering with huge social creators to reach younger, mobile-first audiences with short-form narrative content.
That's our roundup. Two quick takeaways. One, the Minneapolis shooting and official responses are spawning broad cultural pushback from both satire and editorial media. And two, across entertainment, streaming, and creator-first formats are reshaping how big companies invest, from UFC on Paramount Plus to Disney's global parks and Darman microdramas.
If you liked this rapid wrap, subscribe for our daily show, where we unpack stories like these in 10 to 15 minutes every day. We'll bring context, clips, and a few recommendations for what to stream or read next. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with another roundup.
And if one story grabbed you, share this episode with a friend who cares about culture, politics, or big entertainment moves. Catch you next time.